This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 18 Pentecost Tuesday CE. First posted September 28, 2010, Amos 6:1-7 Warnings. Background: Amos was not a professional prophet, he was a layman, led by God to prophesy against the northern kingdom of Israel of the divided monarchy, during the reign of Jeroboam I, 786-746. It was a time of military security and economic affluence. Text paraphrase: Woe to those who are comfortable and feel secure in Zion, Jerusalem, capital of the southern kingdom of Judah, and in Samaria, the capital of the northern kingdom of Israel. These people in the upper class in both kingdoms imagine themselves to be great people, and their kingdoms to be greater than the surrounding kingdoms. They think they could do injustice and not be held accountable. Woe to those who are living in luxury and comfort, with rich food, and amuse themselves with music on instruments of their own invention, like David, see 1 Chronicles 23:5. They drink wine by the bowlful, and anoint themselves with the finest oils, and are not grieved over the impending ruin of Joseph, the beloved son of Israel/Jacob. So they, the northern kingdom, will be the first to go into exile. Commentary: Amos' warnings weren't appreciated or heeded. The religious leaders of the day expelled him from the royal sanctuary at Bethel for his preaching bad tidings in good times. As a result, his prophecy was fulfilled. The northern kingdom was conquered by the Assyrians with the fall of Samaria in 721 BCE. The able-bodied were relocated to other conquered lands and the 10 northern tribes effectively ceased to exist. Those who remained intermarried with aliens brought in by the Assyrians to repopulate the land and became the Samaritans, of mixed race and religion, at the time of Christ. The southern kingdom didn't heed the warning and the example of the northern kingdom's downfall. As the result, they were conquered by Nebuchadnezzar and exiled to Babylon, Chaldee, for 70 years in fulfillment of Jeremiah's prophecy, Jeremiah 25:11-12. Israel and Judah thought that because they were God's people, nothing bad was going to happen to them, although they were not obeying God's word. They thought their military security and economic affluence were signs of God's favor. They were warned, but failed to repent and return to obedient trust in God. In both instances, they had plenty of warning and time to repent, but they thought they would never be held accountable for the injustice they were doing. Judah's 70-year exile in Babylon was effectively a life sentence for people who were adults at the time they went into exile. God brought back a remnant so that he could complete his purpose to bring forth the promised Savior who had been designed into creation from the beginning, John 1:1-5:14. The defining characteristic of God's word is its fulfillment, Deuteronomy 18:21-22, and because it is eternal, it is fulfilled over and over, as the conditions for its fulfillment are met. We need to hear the warning and examine ourselves. Do we think success and affluence are signs of God's approval? Have we strayed from obedient trust in God's word? Do we think that church membership saves us from being accountable to God for what we do? Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14?